On Saturday, the 30th of April, Norwich City faced a make-or-break match. If they lost, they'd be relegated from the Premier League. The special pink and supplement kept up its hopes, but the headline ungrammatically read, "Cool heads and sense of perspective is vital at City." Unfortunately, Norwich were no better than the Evening News grammar, and they lost 2-0 to Aston Villa. Although they still have 4 matches left this season, thoughts are now turning to their return to the Championship after the summer. We have 3 animal stories to follow these football thoughts. A dinosaur has been seen in central Norwich. Jet skiers have been behaving disgracefully, disturbing seals at Horsey Beach. And at the Norwich livestock market, 2 arrests were made when vegan protesters clashed with cattle farmers.
Next season will be here before we know it. An earlier than usual start to the Championship season means there won't be many weeks for Norwich City to shake off the relegation rust. It won't be long before the usual summer questionnaires are doing the rounds, asking for your pre-season predictions. I imagine lots of people have scored quite highly for this season. Norwich going down, Liverpool and Manchester City being the top 2, and Fulham coming up from the Championship. It's all been pretty much as they expected, unless you are Dean Smith. Relegation is always painful, and even the food kiosks seem to be mocking us as we packed up and headed home from Villa Park. They were called Pie-tanic, and the logo showed a pie playing the role of a sinking ship. We'll have to trust that the produce itself has better taste than the branding.
A dinosaur has been spotted rampaging across the city. The lifelike prehistoric predator was causing chaos at Memorial Gardens outside of City Hall on Wednesday afternoon. Accompanied by a film crew from the trendy Grandad production company, the dinosaur could be seen knocking a portion of chips out of the hands of someone dressed as an elderly lady. It even attempted to read her newspaper. The dinosaur was also accompanied by a woman dressed in an explorer's outfit. The action was captured by the film crew as people looked on in bemusement as they tucked into their chips in the market. A spokesman for the production company said the filming was for a secret event being held by Raw Dinosaur Adventure.
2 jet skiers were seen harassing more than 200 seals off the Norfolk coast over the bank holiday weekend. The pair were spotted on Monday at Horsey Beach, where they were hurtling past the seals while they were huddled together in order to keep warm as their new coats grow. Volunteer group Friends of Horsey Seals said many of the spooked seals stampeded into the sea, and that, 20 minutes after their first appearance, the jet skiers returned and went through the group of seals in the water. A couple walking on the beach who witnessed the incident took photographs and sent them to the charity. At this time of year, grey seals come ashore to molt off their old worn-out coats.
2 people were arrested following angry confrontations between cattle farmers and vegan protesters at Norwich Livestock Market. Animal rights activists have been holding regular vigils at the Hall Road Market for the last 5 years and now attend every fortnightly sale. In recent months, Norfolk police officers have permitted protesters to stop livestock trucks on the access road for 30 seconds, filming and photographing their animal occupants. But during a particularly busy sale day on Saturday, including a record entry of around 500 cattle and calves, tempers flared and police made 2 arrests, 1 farmer and 1 protester. Market chairman Stephen Lutkin said although regular discussions were held between the market directors, protesters and police to ensure peaceful protests, confrontations and arrests were not uncommon. He said, "Everyone has their right to protest. That's fair enough, and I don't have a problem with that. But it's getting a bit more aggressive, and you get flashpoints at every market."